Our first reading this evening begins with Isaiah sort of pointing out the stark contrast of a desert place and what happens because of the kingdom of God. We live still in a desert place, but we also live in the midst of the kingdom of God. And because of that, the focus of the readings this evening is really about being a prophet. Interesting how Jesus sort of quizzes the people who are listening to him and asks them, what was it you were expecting? What were you looking for when you went out into that deserted place? What were you anticipating? Then Jesus lists a couple of interesting things. A reed swaying in the wind. Someone dressed in royal clothing. See, in Jesus' time, the idea of a coming Messiah was an extraordinarily popular idea. So much so that there were false messiahs touting themselves as the one who is to come. In fact, some people thought that John the Baptist was the Messiah. John the Baptist himself wasn't entirely sure as to whether or not Jesus was the promised one, the one to come. And so he sent his disciples, after being locked in prison, to go and confront Jesus himself to find out whether or not he was the one. What do you anticipate when you come here? What do you anticipate as you contemplate this promised second coming of Christ? What are your expectations? It's kind of interesting. This morning, I was reviewing how I have been praying in this Advent season. And what occurred to me is I'm using this Advent season as sort of a way to heighten my awareness, to sort of become more aware about opportunities to see God. Not necessarily in anticipation of his second coming, but in recognition of his first coming. To recognize God specifically in myself and in other people. That, in and of itself, is a challenge because of this deserted place in which we live. See, being a prophet was not something that was popular, not for a true prophet, because the false prophets were the ones who went to high places, who wore royal garments, who did the things like swaying in the wind, where Jesus was calling out false prophets to suggest that a prophet is not someone who is going to allow his opinion to change based on who he's speaking to. A prophet is one who is rooted in the truth. There's a Hebrew word called dabar. Dabar literally means the prophetic word. And the prophetic word is not meant to be something where someone can predict the future or speak something that somebody else doesn't know. The prophetic word is really the word of God. And the challenge about the prophetic word is, just like when God speaks, it is done. So if we think about that story of creation, where God says, let there be light, and there is light. When God speaks, it is done. That's what the prophetic word is. And so each one of us is called to be a prophet. Not to predict the future, not to tell people things that they don't know, but to speak the word of God. To speak the truth of this gospel. And the gospel, the prophetic word, can often be challenged when we speak it in a deserted place. Because there are only two options for the Word of God. The Word of God can be done, or the Word of God can be destroyed. And the challenge for prophets in Jesus' time and in our time today is that the prophetic word is often under threat by people who are uncomfortable with the truth. We have to be willing and courageous enough to speak that truth regardless of how it is received, because that is the power of the Word of God. That's why in this place we begin by celebrating the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. And so when God spoke to Mary through the message of an angel, she conceived of the Christ. God spoke his Son into human form, and it was done. When Jesus was preparing for his own death, he spoke to his disciples, and he said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body. This is my blood." He spoke it, and it was done. That's what we celebrate here this evening. This evening, we have the great honor and joy to participate in that spoken word of God. "This is my body. This is my blood. Take it, eat it, drink it. Do it in remembrance of me." Each one of us comes here this evening seeking God, anticipating God, expecting God. And God comes to us in the most real form that God can. And yet, because we are in a deserted place, sometimes it's hard to recognize. We come forward and we receive the Eucharist. We receive the Eucharist in our hands or on our tongues. But sometimes our world gets in the way of that. In this Advent season, let us be particularly attentive to the coming of Christ. The first coming that we celebrate in this Eucharist, and the anticipation of his second coming, when he promised to come in glory so that all of us will have the opportunity to experience him in a whole new way. So as we come forward in the Eucharist this evening, let us be encouraged that in spite of the fact that we live in a deserted place, in spite of the fact that what we believe and profess can sometimes be rejected or even threatened, let us take hope in the reality that Jesus Christ is present in a very real way here. And he invites himself into the presence of our being. So as we take him into ourselves, let us not be afraid to bring him to the world around us.